The Gabbai Tzedakah has to be uber sensitive. It's really, really not poshut. So if you're a Gabbai Tzedakah, it's not enough that you're Erlich. You have to make sure that you're operating and functioning in a way that the people around you are also going to think that you are Erlich. In fact, there's a Mishnah Masech Tishkolim that says that the Kohen that used to go into the Trumas Alishka, his job was to take out the Machzis HaShekel that was going to be used to buy all the Karbonos Sibur. So there was a lot of regulations that govern how he went about doing this. He couldn't have a hem in his clothing, and the reason is because we're concerned that people are going to be choshed, that maybe he's doing something wrong, and this is something that we're trying to prevent. What comes to mind is a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that we've spoken out many times in the daf. It's in Chelik Vav, it's Tshuva Nuntes, where the Chasam Sofer was talking to one of his Talmidim about the inyan of the Hiyisim Nikiyim, May Hashem umi Yisrael. This is a pasuk in Parashas Maaseh in the context of the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, where Hashem tells the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, "You want to settle Me'eve al Yarden? No worries. Here's the deal. Literally, this is the Tanai. The Tanai of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. If you're going to go and lead the charge into Eretz Yisrael, then it'll be obvious that the reason you want to settle Me'eve al Yarden is not because you're trying to somehow circumvent this draft of having to go out and fight, but rather you're doing it for the right purposes, and then and only then, the Yisim Nikiyim, will you be Nokim Hashem from the standpoint of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umi Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer is just G'day to hear L'shoyne Yazov, a few lines. Ubeis Choy Voiseilu, Nikiyos Me'Hashem Yisbarach, V'Nikiyos Me'Yisrael Amoy, Hein Shnei Roichvin Tzmodem Al Gabenu. These are two inyonim that literally, they're putting pressure on us. V'Yoyser Efshari, Lotzai Sidei Choy Varishin, says the Chasam Sofer, it's easier for a person to satisfy the first obligation, to be V'Yisim Nikiyim Me'Hashem, than being Mikayim, the second part of that, and that is Milotze Sidei Abriyos. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. But Briyos, they don't really know what you're doing and what your kavanas are. And as a result, you could be doing everything 100% right, but you're not going to be Noki Be'enei Abriyos. Ki Heim Choshven says the Chasam Sofer Machshavei Zorois, V'noisen V'noisen Muzorois B'Lavon, V'Oinche Yosef Kosha Ma'oid Ma'oid. And not just that, the punishment of someone not being Noki Be'enei Abriyos is much harder than the punishment for not being Noki Be'enei Hashem. Why? Because if a person is not Noki Be'enei Abriyos, he's getting involved. He's on the spectrum now of Chilul Hashem. And Chilul Hashem is Ein Le'Kapara Klal Rachmano Litzlan, Yemamiso, etc., etc. And it's for that reason, says the Chasam Sofer, not only is it more difficult for a person to be Noki Be'enei Abriyos, but the Oynish of not being Noki Be'enei Abriyos is actually much more severe than the Oynish of not being Noki Be'enei Hashem. And he says, unfortunately today, it's very Shchiach that people like to say the following, quote, Lamdin Kozeh, Yased Dover Kozeh, V'hu Shoga B'fiyim. Vafilo achshad svaru ba'alma. Vahashto inami hoya oisei alamden oisei kishura. Vyotzi dei shemayim bechol yicholtoi becheiko evshari. Elush loy nizer al shetou boy elu shoisei sheikhar. You have the shoisei sheikhar. The guys that are posh and shikar. Vosu minigin osam areu kvar nilkat bim tzudosam. And alze yidvu kol adoivim. Vakosiv tzoveach hirkafte enoish. What's the enoish? It's the Yisim Nikiyim Yisrael. It's the fact that people are thinking terrible thoughts. Vanir Harati says the Chasam Sofer. Here's the punchline. Come upon him. Im efshe shekayim odem ba'oila mikrezeh al muskuntai. I'm not sure there's ever been a person in history that was able to be makayim this pasuk of the Yisim Nikiyim Yisrael. V'ulai al zeh kayo shleim ha'melech olav ha'shalom. Maybe this is what shleim ha'melech meant what he said. Ein tzadik ba'oritz. He goes on and on. This was a hakdama, by the way, to one of his talmidim that was being forced to pick a fight. And he said, listen, I understand people are going to say things, and unfortunately this is my disclaimer, and I know this is very, very dangerous, because if you're going to do this, people are going to think that, and you're going to violate the Yisim Nikiyim Me Yisrael, Azeh Yidvo Adoivim, but at the same time, we have to do what we have to do. It's a very interesting dichotomy that's playing itself out in this tshuva. He's not saying, memela, walk around all day concerned what the Rishon are going to think about you. Fakared. It's Iksav, it's Natsos. We have to do what we have to do, but at the same time, we have to be mindful that, lighter, this is the predicament that we've been put in.